This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So just yesterday, there was a Biden administration official, and they were saying, you know, we're going to do so much. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that gas prices don't go up so high, that they come down, that they're more affordable. And they're going to do this for the American people. How wonderful is that? Well, can you tell me why, if they really want to make gas prices better, which to some degree I don't think they can do at this point, without having more supply of oil, why is the Biden administration announcing the anti-oil restrictions over 13 million acres in Alaska where we know the oil is? Okay, that's a really good question, I think. And it all boils down to the fact that the Biden campaign in 2020, they campaigned on this idea of stopping oil production and stopping oil drilling and stopping all these things, and now mandating switching over to EVs, all these things that if the market was really flourishing, if the technology was really flourishing, I mean, to the point where these things charged up in a matter of minutes and you could go super far in them, and it was an actual replacement like the horseless carriage might have been for a team of horses back in the, you know, the late 1800s or early 1900s, I should say, this would be a revolution. But the Biden administration really, yeah, they're trying to help the gas prices thing. This is all election season rhetoric. It's all election season lies. That's how they operate, my friends. All right. Well, welcome to the program. Speaking of my friends, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition of the show, and we have a lot of fun, of course, as we do throughout the week, but maybe just a little bit more, if that's even humanly possible, as we go into the weekend show. Telephone number 949-822-7959. Website, KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send me a direct message any old time, especially if you're hearing this program on a replay or on a podcast and you hear something you want to comment about, simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Check out the Send Kyle a Direct Message link, and you're off and running from there. So once again, folks, yes, the oil in Alaska is going to be off limits, according to the Biden administration. So we have that going for us, evidently. But I'll tell you this, and by the way, I think nowadays the oil companies, if you're prospecting or drilling for oil, it is so much more incumbent upon you. It is so much more embedded into the very marketing of your product that you be environmentally responsible, that you be environmentally safe, that you demonstrate this, you know, that you do other things to make sure, because that's part of, and I hate to say it, it's because it sounds kind of crass, but a lot of times these days, companies, they have certain virtue signaling aspects that they have. You know, buy our product, it's recycled. Buy our product, it was made from this. And we're putting the – have you seen these commercials? Well, we're trying to get all these bottles back so we can – you know, these plastic bottles so we can make more plastic bottles out of them. You know, it's in other words, that's now part of the marketing approach to make people feel like, okay, this product does the kinds of things that I feel are important, you know, this kind of thing. So all that to get to this, oil companies in this day and age, it is absolutely behooves them to have setups where they feel that they can control any kind of a problem that might occur and demonstrate that to the public, basically. And one of the reasons I say this, too, is remember back, this was many years ago now, but there was the big oil spill in the Gulf. And this was thousands of feet down to the ocean floor. And at that point, it might as well be on the moon if you have that kind of problem that far down to be able to operate and do something. As I said, it might as well be on the moon. But if it's close, if it's on the surface, you know, you might be able to take care of problems. I'm just saying. But this constant mixed messaging, if this is what drives people insane during the election season. Because here come the Democrat Party elite again, and they're going to tell you stories again, and not just, you know, far-out whimsical stories like cannibalism or something like that, but, and in all seriousness, they tell you all kinds of stories. We're going to get gas prices down. We're going to get the interest rates cut, basically. We're going to do this and that. We're going to forgive student loans, even though we know we probably can't. And in many ways, they can't. Remember when this the first whole round? And I guarantee you, my friends, they say these things for the express reason of knowing that eventually it will be overturned, but not before the election, right? So they'll promise you the sun, moon, and stars. They may even float things like, you know, the president could probably do some executive order stuff and try to help the border right now. Maybe he could do that. And then, of course, then that fizzles and that's not going to happen. But then blame Republicans and but still kind of dangle that. Well, I don't know. Maybe he could. Maybe he could. Because he get people to thinking. And then, of course, talk about all the jobs we've added. Well, a lot of those jobs were lost during COVID. They would have come back anyway, so you're not really talking 15 million jobs. But it's all over the place, and it's unsettling to people, and it makes them, as I said, just kind of go insane about stuff because, you know, they're, it's like this weird two-headed monster that, you know, it's the Democrat candidate. On one hand, we're going to be authoritarians and take away your light bulbs. And then another one, we're going to make the world a wonderful place for you. And everybody's going to have an electric car and it's all going to be fine. And on it goes. So, folks, just, you know, never turn off your critical thinking. But that's exactly what they kind of want to cook out of you, I think. All right, stay right there. Hour number two is officially launched and going into the stratosphere for the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. I am going to come right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, weekend edition, everybody. And there's something about the weekend edition, a little bit of a different feel, a different vibe, a different, well, you know, just a different sort of daring do, I think, that we have on the weekend. And so we're glad that you're with us. This is the best job in the world, by the way. It's the best job in the world, and I do have you to thank for that. That's not lost on me. And I always want to be able to let you know that. And just, you know, make sure that it's said, because it really is important to me. Well, as part of those demonstrations at Columbia University, I think there was one particular person out there, but this from the Washington Examiner, Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib took to X to show their solidarity with Representative Ilhan Omar's daughter, Isra Hershey, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, following her participation in a pro-Palestinian protest at Barnard College. Okay, so this wasn't Columbia, I think. Hershey announced on X that she was one of three students suspended for, quote, standing in solidarity with Palestinians facing a genocide. From UM to Vanderbilt to USC to Columbia, students across the country are being retaliated against for using constitutional rights to protest genocide. It's appalling, Tlaib wrote on X. For the past 3 years, Hariri has been an organizer with Columbia University, Apartheid Divest, and Columbia Students for Justice in Palestine, noting that she had, quote, never been reprimanded or received any disciplinary warnings. How does a student with no disciplinary record suddenly get a suspension in less than 24 hours after a nonviolent protest? What merits asymmetric crackdowns on Palestinian human rights protests? Ocasio-Cortez said on X. Barnard College, which is connected to Columbia, said the suspensions come as senior staff said Columbia and Baynard students set up an unauthorized encampment. Is that okay? So wait a minute. What is the actual charge here, right? They set up an unauthorized encampment on Columbia South Lawn. The staff members made multiple requests to the protesting students to leave the lawn and told the students they could receive an interim suspension if they did not leave by Wednesday night. Hirishi's suspension comes a month after civil rights groups filed a lawsuit against Columbia University for suspending pro-Palestinian student groups last fall. So now, wait a minute. You know, you do have a right to protest, and I guess if you want to run out and say I'm with Hamas, or I'm for Hamas, or I support Hamas, or I'm anti-Israel, I guess in the ultimate sense, that is your right to do. But there are other things, like, for example, if you shut down the Golden Gate Bridge, is that okay? It's like everything is okay for the far left or for the pro-Hamas ilk because they will say, well, we're protesting genocide. So therefore, that gives us license to do anything and everything that we see fit in order to do that. Now, of course, I don't know why in the world they would not be protesting against Hamas. Hamas is the one that trained for 2 years with it, with Iran, with the support of Iran. They're their emissary or their proxy. And they're the ones that attacked Israel on October 7th. And I'm not going to run down all the grisly things that they did, but we know what they are. And to do that is the most inhuman, horrible things that you could ever come up with to do to a human being. It is unconscionable, and I can't imagine why everybody's not anti-Hamas at this point. And I'm just saying that because, you know, as I was saying earlier in the broadcast, you know, people in this country want to live peaceably. You know, that's, you know, you're supposed to try to live peaceably with everyone in as far as it is possible to do, right? But some of these people on the far left and those who are now, you know, supporting Hamas in the way that they are just not wanting to do that. We'll just put it that way. But it's a very, very different thing, of course, if you want to protest, you want to, you know, fly your little flag or whatever it is you want to do. That's part and parcel of being in a free society. But if you do these other things that are against the rules and, you know, blatantly so, you might get a suspension, let's just say. But again, this is the kind of thing. Look, this is all fine. In other words, I can do or say whatever I want, and I can impact your life however I want because I have this righteous thing that I'm doing. And a lot of people think, well, I needed to get to work across the Golden Gate Bridge or in New York City on the bridge. I need to be able to, I have a doctor's appointment. I have this, I have that. You know, it is unfair to the people that you're stopping. And I know I'm just kind of, you know, maybe oversimplifying this, but I think that's the way a lot of people think out there. Now, speaking of being pro-Hamas, this is from the Telegraph. Israel strike, well, the headline is this: Netanyahu has done what the world warned him not to do. See, the world is the, that's right. It's not about, hey, we're going to gang up against Iran. We're going to help you root out Hamas. Gee, you want some UN peacekeepers in there or something? I mean, well, we don't, you know, not that that would be a great idea at this point, not from the UN, but conceptually, how do we stop the people that put the babies in ovens and cook them? I mean, how can you say such a thing without, you know, getting emotional about it? Israel's strike on Iran on Friday morning will not come as a surprise to Western observers, but it will cause great concern in Washington and London as the region tips closer to an all-out war. Following Iran's attack on Israel on April 13th, itself a response to an Israeli strike on an Iranian consulate, quote unquote, I will say, Israel was clear a response would be required. That night, Joe Biden talked down Benjamin Netanyahu from launching an immediate response, warning him that America would not support or join any offense against Iran. Because we want to have a little nuclear deal with them. We want to, you know, don't get me started. The president reportedly told the Israeli leader to, quote, take the win from his stunningly effective air defenses, which restricted the effect of the Iranian strikes to a damaged plane and a battered runway. However, that advice has not been heeded universally by Mr. Netanyahu's colleagues. Israel's war cabinet has since been locked in negotiations about the timing, scope, and location of a military response, which we did see, of course. As we went to air yesterday morning, we were talking about that response that happened. Iran reporting no damage, as far as I know, and maybe there may be more in the offing. But again, here we go. You've got all these, countries and so forth, basically saying, you know, we're not going to really support this. You know, you've got to sort of sit back and absorb this, et cetera, et cetera. So at the same time, though, I did see a poll earlier that said there's strong support for Netanyahu in Israel. This from Newsmax. Support, pardon me, for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Likud party has increased significantly since October 7th, when Hamas terrorists waged a deadly attack on the Jews, deadliest attack on the Jews since the Holocaust. According to a poll released Friday by Lazar Research, Jerusalem Post reported, 42% of the respondents still considered Benny Gantz the preferred candidate for prime minister, while 37% favor Netanyahu. Gantz is the emergency government minister and head of the National Unity Party. Likud would pick up 21 seats if the elections were held today, up from 16 earlier in the war, according to the survey, while the National Unity Party would gain 31. The survey conducted, had 500 respondents, was conducted April 17th to 18th as tensions escalate in the region. And so, again, you've got a lot of support because they know what they're facing. They understand. And I don't know. I mean, have you ever had to really deal with a bully and the bully just thinks, oh, they're just kind of, they keep bullying you. And eventually you have to respond, right? And that's kind of this situation, too. They realize they can't just absorb a lot of stuff because Israel's not the aggressor here. That was Hamas. And here we go again, folks. It's all about Israel. Oh, Israel's doing bad, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if your survival was at stake, you might look at it differently. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back here on this weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You know, one of the highlights during the weekday show, Monday through Friday, is every Thursday we get to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And once again, on the weekend show here, I thought it would be a great idea to revisit our conversation so that our weekend listeners can hear Jimmy. You can find them at cv4a.org and then also on X at Concerned Vet. So, without further ado, let's listen back to our conversation with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America from Thursday morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Yes, it's always great to join you every Thursday. And I tell you, I look forward to today's conversation because it's not something people usually talk about, liquid natural gas.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people, we talk about freedom, we talk about prosperity, foreign policy, and all these things. But, you know, the reality is what America can do in reference to energy independence actually does relate to foreign policy and freedom and the ability for our allies to be able to not be reliant upon potential adversaries and actual adversaries. So as an example, prior to the invasion of Ukraine, the European Union was drawing a lot of their energy from Russia. So basically, they're paying billions of dollars to somebody who was threatening to invade Ukraine. And even after the invasion, still there's a certain percentage of natural gas, liquid natural gas, that they're still drawing from Russia. But America, who is now currently producing more than we ever have, if we could produce even more, would be able to help supply our allies and prevent them from basically funding the people that they are currently spending money in Ukraine to fight. And that's one of the big things is people don't understand how this all ties together. energy independence in America means stronger allies' ability to defend themselves and be less reliant. And it's something that America needs to start talking about.
Well, indeed. And, of course, liquid natural gas, and they call it LNG as well. There were some issues with it, I think, in the early days in terms of storage. But all, I think all those things have now been worked out. But you're right. The idea of having your own energy, essentially being energy independent, that, Jimmy, I think is one of the top components of our national security. I mean, you know, that's why I was so amazed that the Biden administration would start taking oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, for example.
Absolutely. They're doing things like that, but they're also trying to restrict how much can be produced. There's so much of an effort now to kind of restrain America's energy independence by preventing them from having the ability to produce as much as they are or doing even more. But also, if you look at the whole aspect of whenever they get these leases on government lands, they're never really truly secure. We need to secure that, make sure when a company gets that lease that it's absolutely going to be unimpugned by government wants to affect it, pro or con. We need to also make sure that the permitting process is one that once they do get the leases, they're able to produce the stuff in a timely manner. And again, people don't realize that we literally now are sending, and so is the European Union and other countries, billions of dollars to Ukraine to help fight Russia. But the biggest thing is money is still being spent by these nations in Europe to purchase liquid natural gas, LNG, from Russia. So there's still countries who are still basically funding Russia's war in Ukraine by buying that product. So the more we're energy independent, the more we have liquid natural gas, which LNG, the more we can provide our allies the ability to be free from or paying for the war that is currently on.
Well, and exactly right. And, you know, as a kind of a corollary to this, we understand, too, that the Biden administration is once again considering declaring a climate emergency so that they can try to manipulate, again, energy production or try to curtail oil drilling, things like that. And so all this just continues to lead us down the wrong road, you know, especially when it comes to matters of energy independence and our national security.
Absolutely. And the big thing is, like you said, they're trying to curtail it. This is truly one of America's strengths because it also impacts our economy. The lower the prices for things like liquid natural gas, LNG, the better our economy can drive itself by having the energy to drive things forward. You think about now more and more power plants have converted to LNG. And because of that, that would allow us to always have good, consistent amount of energy and keep our prices down. And right now, of course, with inflation and Bidenomics and things like that, everything we can do at home to keep our prices down also benefit us as Americans to be free and strong and things like that. So not only does it help, like we said earlier, the issue of our allies and our foreign policy, it does truly keep America more prosperous and more free by ensuring we have the energy for our economy to run.
You know, as you were mentioning earlier, Jimmy, we're not hearing a lot about this. How do we get this more into a into the campaign, you know, set of things that are, you know, become priorities for the candidates to talk about?
Well, we are currently going out and talking to more and more people. We're getting on the radio about this, doing TV interviews and stuff. And, of course, you know, shows like yours, which reaches across the entire nation, is really pertinent. But the people who are listening today need to start doing their own research. I'm sure right now somebody's probably doing Google search on this. That's great. Do the research. Look into this. But understand, energy drives the economy. Energy for our allies prevents them from having to rely on the people who are their opponents or potential opponents. All this correlates to how much they can pull out of the ground, how much they can put into the tank or into the power plants, and how much we can send to our allies. The more we can produce, the better it is for America.
Well, absolutely. You know, because one of the things, too, is that, you know, the Russians or Vladimir Putin and so forth, they're still able to sell a lot of their energy out there. And that just, as you mentioned before, that just goes right into to their war effort in Ukraine. And so just like we were doing with Iran earlier, not now, but earlier, although they have announced some new sanctions. But generally speaking, when you isolate bad actors like that where they can't make money, that's a huge step forward in preventing exactly what we've been seeing recently.
Exactly. So it's more like a form of defense against our opponents. You know, so many people in World War II and stuff didn't understand all the tools in the toolbox that was used to win that war. But when we look at our adversaries, this is one of those tools. It's easy to do. They are already doing it. They can do more of it. And for our government to put barriers or prevent a smooth process to getting this energy, that's wrongheaded. We need to have our government talk to our elected officials and tell them, you know, there's an old phrase that they used to say, drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
This is the time to do it again. Let's make sure America is free and prosperous and we can help our allies. Let's get all of the natural gas that we have possible out of the ground and into the hands of our allies and into the economy for the American people.
Well, it does seem like, you know, we are hitting a crossroads here, you know, that if we don't take steps like this, if we don't have a real vision, you know, and if we just keep talking about, well, it's all going to be wind power or this or that, and, you know, different alternative energy sources have a place, you know, they have a mission-specific goal sometimes, but what you're talking about, Jimmy, is so much more compelling because it's just, it's a strategic plan that actually would go very far, I think.
And it is. And again, people are not thinking about this as a strategic plan. They are not thinking about this as America's basic driver of the economy and the basic driver of freedom and prosperity. If you are able to provide more energy, you can keep prices down. If you're able to provide more energy, you can drive your economy. If you're able to provide more energy, you can support your allies. This is fundamental to how America has the ability to pull ourselves away from being entrenched in the Middle East because of the need for their energy. By doing it ourselves, we can basically also extract ourselves out of being so dependent on the Middle East and potential conflicts as well. I mean, this really does have a bigger spectrum of influence around the world than people are thinking about. It's time to start talking about it.
Indeed, very much so. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, the website is cv4a.org, and people can find you on X at Concerned Vets, correct?
Absolutely.
Sounds
good. Check us out and see what we're talking about.
Sounds good, Jimmy. We'll talk next week. Take care.
All right. God bless, Kyle.
God bless. All right, Jimmy T. Smith, folks, stay right there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Weekend edition continues, my friends, as we continue to build this overnight community. And it really is something. And I'll just say that because it's kind of hard to describe. We've got all kinds of different people listening to the show. We've got people from different walks of life, different ages, different occupations and so forth. But I think everybody is kind of interested in being right at the nexus of news and politics overnight in America. And we're building this overnight community for you. And once again, thank you so much for the wonderful messages. And I've got one I'll be reading here again in just a little bit. First off, we want to take a quick look at what's happening out there in terms of our national weather forecast. Then we got another great song, again, by request this morning. And let's take a quick look here at the National Weather Service. Heavy rain and scattered instances of flash flooding possible across the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley today. Light snow continues across parts of the central Rockies and central high plains. By the way, driver Ron, last hour we read the incredible story of his wife being in a terrible car accident. She's okay. She walked away, he tells us, which is thank the Lord for that. Absolutely. 100%. But he also said it was snowing at the same time. And of course, they've been having all kinds of weather there. But light snow continues across parts of the central Rockies and central high plains. Below average temperatures for much of the nation east of the Rockies this weekend before spring warmth returns to the plains on Monday. So Looks like we have these kinds of conditions starting up. But, folks, once again, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, here on this weekend edition. Well, we got another request as well, and driver Ron had requested the Lionel Richie and Rascal Flatts version, by the way, of Dancing on the Ceiling. We heard the Lionel Richie version last hour, and I was kind of thinking maybe it would be kind of cool to play the Rascal Flatts version for Country Music Monday. So if that's okay, we're going to hold that in reserve for Country Music Monday. I think that'd be kind of cool. But Frederick, listening to us up in NYC this morning, he says, Kyle, thanks again for the kudos. Yeah, we were thanking him just recently here for his comments to us. He says, I was thinking a great song request, if you've not fulfilled it already, would be Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers in honor of the great Dickie Betts, who we lost yesterday. And Frederick, I think you're right on track with this. That's right. Dickie Betts had died at the age of 80. He wrote the song Ramblin' Man, Allman Brothers' biggest hit. And I think we got a pretty good version of it. This goes back to, I think, 1982, and it's a live version. And I think it really kind of captures it, and it's got a lot of energy as well. So let's check it out, folks. Here we go. Allman Brothers, in honor of the late, great Dickie Betts, who passed away at the age of 80. This is Ramblin' Man live. Here we go. This is from the University of Florida band show. University of Florida band shell performance. That's pretty cool live performance, and definitely captures the spirit, the energy of the Allman Brothers there. And again, thank you, Frederick, listening in NYC for that great request, and for the reasoning behind the request as well. That's right, honoring Dickie Betts, who passed away at the age of 80 and wrote that song, and lives on into eternity on the music side here, because that's definitely going to continue on. And, you know, when I was listening to that, I was reminded there was a little clip of a documentary I saw once. It was George Harrison. And George Harrison says, you know, this was ways back, and George Harrison says, I remember the days when musicians would play their instruments into tape recorders. and you'd make a song and this kind of thing. And listening back to the Allman Brothers right here, I mean, that's all, everybody's just, you know, it's just a different kind of form of creating music. And it's just kind of cool. So at any rate, welcome back to the show, of course, everybody. It's time now to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And boy, Denise, we still got a lot to talk about here on this weekend show, don't we?
Good morning.
Good morning. There's always something going on. And 24 hours ago, Denise, we were looking at the attack by Israel into Iran. There doesn't seem to be any other, you know, big news about that per se, but I haven't heard of any other damage or any kind of major development with that other than what you've been talking about and maybe what happens after Passover is something we have to think about.
Well, Iran's not going to tell us what happened. So, right. And neither is Israel. But it looks like there was the military base that is there to protect the Isfahan nuclear site is now inert.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's you know, going to be a good thing. I think you're right. The Iranians are going to be embarrassed by a lot of this, too. And so they're not going to tell us, obviously, what's really going on.
Well, it was a learning situation for both countries, to be honest with you, because I think it was the S-300, which is a Russian ground defense system, missile defense system. Iran says it was on and it worked. Well, not so much. So Israel learned that their defenses are not quite as stout as they were leading everybody to believe. Iran also necessarily learned that Israel's not going to mess around. Now, there have been some reported strikes in Iraq just south of Baghdad. The what they say is coalition forces did not participate in that, and that also means the United States did not participate in that, but the Pentagon is very aware of particular strikes in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And that happened last night or tonight or whatever. So it may be that Israel is going to do this not in one fell swoop, but they're going to do these things intermittently.
Indeed. Indeed. And, you know, because already, you know, we hear more calls for restraint and Israel, you know, Netanyahu did the one thing everybody told him not to do, this kind of thing. And but yet they may parse this out over time. Very interesting indeed. All right, Denise Simon, stay right there because we're going to climb up to the top of the hour, everybody, as we bring hour number two to a close. But don't worry, because there's an hour number three, and it's coming right up. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Lots more to talk about.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.